This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Motors announced this week it'll give shareholders $5 billion in dividends, plus the added boost that should come when it buys back $5 billion of the company's stock. GM did this to avoid a major clash with activist investors on and off the board, but not everyone is happy about the automaker's plans. Gigi Duban reports.
Demand for new cars is up. Gas prices are down. Times are good for automakers like GM. But when the company opens negotiations with the United Auto Workers Union this summer, it's going to try to keep a lid on wages, says Kristen Jicek. She's with the Center for Automotive Research.
If they had the kind of money that they had to pay out for this stock play, they've got money to fund what the union is looking for.
Some workers haven't had a raise in more than 8 years, and Jicek says the ones who did still aren't earning enough. Ross Eisenbray is vice president of the Economic Policy Institute. He says GM can increase share prices at the risk of everything else or take the long view.
Which involves making investment in new plant and equipment, making investments in the workforce.
He says GM has to balance all of those things against a desire to reward shareholders. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.